You're listening to the Walk the Line podcast. Real stories of real people.
Hello, happy 2024, everybody. We are here in the new year. It's January, the first show of the new year. So hope you had a great Christmas and New Year, and we are back. And the whole world is going to shit already. You know, it's fucking mental. Why is it always January that everyone decides to fucking have a bee in their bonnet and start kicking off? You know, you've got fucking everything's happening. You've got the Israelis and the Palestinians kicking off. You've got Iran kicking off. The storms everywhere. I'm in the UK right now and the storms everywhere. It's freezing. The apocalypse is coming and we're fucked. But hey, you listen to this, so let's forget about it for half an hour or 40 minutes, depending on how long I could be asked talking to you guys for. So a few things have happened over the past few months. I've got a producer. How you doing, Alex? You all right? You gonna say hello? No, Alex isn't. He's a bit camera shy. Funny story, actually. I met Alex, actually, how I met him. I went down south to Dover. I'm in the UK, if any of your people from outside the UK listen. Dover's known by the coast. So I went down to the coast just for a little drive. And I was just walking across the seafront and all that sort of stuff. And I seen Alex with a couple of his mates walking up. He looked a bit wet. I think he must have been in a boat. But he came off off one of the boats. So I was like, oh, how you doing, buddy? Which is a bit strange because I was nowhere near the port. And I was like, okay. And we started chatting. And his mates ran off. And I started chatting to him. And I think I've talked too much. Anyway, let's carry on. Alex, welcome to the team. All that sort of stuff. So great, great. Well done. But so 2024. So what we've done for this New Year episode, I've decided to bring back an ongoing series that has been getting a lot of traction recently on TikTok and Instagram. And I thought I would bring it back, which is the online dating horror stories. This is going to be number three. You lucky, lucky bastards that yous are. You just like to hear people's crazy online dating stories, don't you? The horror stories. Don't we all? I love it. It's so much fun and it's a good laugh. So don't worry about what's happening in the world right now. Just sit back, relax, and let's hear some crazy, crazy stories about other people's misfortune trying to find the love of their life. So boys and girls, let's... What's the matter? What do you mean I can't say boys and girls anymore? It's not woke enough. What the fuck is woke? What's this? I have to say these as well. For fuck's sake. Right, hold on. So boys and girls, cisgenders, transgenders, bigenders, trans women, gender fluid, intersex, omnigender, genderqueer, agender, two-spirit. Oh, fuck off, man. What is this? What is it with this fucking country? This world right now? What is woke bullshit? Fucking hell. You're a fucking boy or a girl. Get over it. All this bullshit, man. Jesus. If I offend you, wear a helmet and fuck off. Jesus. I'm going to get cancelled this year. God. Anyway, let's move on swiftly on to this. So here we go. So the plan of the format for this episode really is, if you don't know what's happened, you've not listened to the previous ones, go listen to them. Go tell your friends about it and come back and listen to this one as well. I've asked my followers on socials, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all that sort of stuff, and I've obviously trolled the internet as well to find funny internet horror stories. Funny, but not so funny ones. Some are bad, some are good, some are mental. And I have collated a bunch of them to find out what you guys think. So here we go. Let's dive into this. Let's get head first into this and find out what's happening. So here we go. So this one... this is coming from someone from the US, actually. Dated a guy who was arrested on a date by detectives. He tried to return a pair of Gucci sunglasses. Oh, pair of fake Gucci sunglasses. When the store clerk threatened to call the police, he flashed an FBI badge to the clerk. Turns out they got him in tape flashing what actually was his brother-in-law's FBI business card. The card has an FBI hologram about 3 inches by 5 inches in size, so it could pass as being legit at a glance. Did I mention he was the school principal for a reputable Catholic school in my area? Story made headlines and all. Fucking teachers, man. Never trust teachers. I've always got a rule. I don't know about anyone else who've done... obviously, I've been dating, I still am dating out there, still on the online stuff. So, girls, fancy it, slide in the DMs, let's chat. But, crisis, getting to that stage, I haven't found anyone. I have to pimp myself out on my own podcast to get a date from someone. God, types are tough. 2024 starting off great. But, yeah, teachers, I've been out on a few dates with teachers in the past. And do you know what? I hate going out with teachers because, yes, they do great things. They do teach the next generation. Some teach them well, some teach them shit. Some are good, some are bad. But that's all they talk about. I went out with this teacher once years and years ago. I said, probably about 10, 12 years ago. And all she kept talking about is how awesome her job was and how awesome a person she is for doing it. And I'm not, we're on three dates. And the I knew everything about her fucking life. And every single person that she teaches and what they're all about, she knew fuck all about me. And, oh, my God. So then I was just like, no, you're doing my head in. Can't be doing with it. I'm not getting involved with teachers anymore because you're doing my nuts in. So that's rule number one. That's one of my rules. Don't get me wrong, guys, if you're a teacher listening to this, I do apologize. You might be different. You might be kind of completely different, but I've had some bad experiences with them, to be honest. So, yeah. So on OkCupid, I met a girl in West Hollywood, went to a dinner. She turned out to be way bigger than her pictures, insanely rich, and was Ozzy Osbourne's cardiologist's daughter or some shit like that. And also had a nasty coke habit. Don't we all? The whole day, she was doing cocaine in the bathroom and barely ate her food. And then afterwards, we went back to her place. Okay, fair enough, you might be getting lucky here. Where she visibly spiked my drink and then asked me to tie her up and then refused to allow me to drive my car out the garage. Well, leave me to wait in my car until the morning after when I followed someone out. Well, technically, you're on drugs, mate. You've been spiked. So, yeah, that's a good idea, to be quite honest with you. Didn't seem great, though. She called 3 days later to say that I caused a miscarriage. Oh, fucking hell. Didn't know she was pregnant. Jesus, that was mental. I don't know what to say to that. What do you do? The thing is, what do you normally do? If you're sitting there, you're out with a guy or a girl, you're on a date, and then you go, you're having some tea, and they're constantly in the toilet. I mean, the thing is, I'm always in the toilet because I'm getting old. I have a few drinks, and you always call it, you break the seal, and I've got a weak bladder, so I'm always in the toilet constantly after a few drinks. So I don't know if people actually thought that maybe I've had a coke habit or a drug addiction or something, but yeah, I've just got a weak bladder, but yeah, what do you do? Do you just leg it? I would have legged it after that. The girl I was with was proper shoving stuff up her nose, and yeah, I'd be like, nah, I'm out. See you later, darling. Here's money for a cab home. Jog on. Life's too short for that bullshit, to be quite honest, right? No chance. You can't be doing with that. I met a woman for a date. Was a lot of chemistry, but she worked two interesting jobs, and there was no real warning signs. For a second date, she invites me to this picnic campout thing where she didn't know the people very well. We talk about how most of her friends are guys and most of mine are girls. She says she is bringing crew along. What the fuck is crew? Is she bringing an entourage? She's going to rob you. She's going to fuck you up. You see some guys wearing some kind of balaclavas, mate. Fucking leg it. The crew turns out to be another guy and two dogs. Can you class two dogs as fucking crew? Yeah, man, he's got my back all the time. Yeah, that was a bit fucking dodgy. I engage the guy, who he is super friendly and nice. Spends his time fetching things for her, playing with children. What? Playing with children? Oh, it was a big, massive barbecue. I had to read that again, because I'd be like, okay, seems a bit dodgy if he's playing with kids. We know some of the same people, which is good. After about 5 hours that I'm sitting alone with her, and ask, how long have you known him? And his name's Tim. How long have you known Tim? Oh, I met him through OkCupid 3 months ago. He's going through a divorce and she's not sure and he's not sure as if he's going to have his kids or not. And I don't want to date anyone with children. Shit the bed. So he's a backup. So she's waiting to see if he's going to have his kids and then she's going to snap him up while on a date with another guy. What a fucking dickhead. Oh, Jesus Christ. What do you... Oh, Jesus. Some people are just fucking downright knobheads, aren't they? At least wait. But to bring the same guy... Well, to be fair, maybe she was asking for some freaky shit. Maybe she's into some freaky shit. don't know, maybe she wanted like a threesome or something. I don't know. But anyway, people are crazy. Oh, P.S. On the other hand, I advertised on Craigslist casual encounters for someone to have freaky BDSM sex with. She turned out to be pretty, rational, great to talk to, and fun on the sack. 7 months in, and we're both crazy in love. There you go. Each to their own at the end of the day. I don't recommend advertising yourself on Craigslist. I think Craigslist is like the American version of fucking Gumtree over here in the UK. That's a shitstorm waiting to happen, that, isn't it? Jesus Christ. But hey, each their own. She's crazy in love. Can't go wrong with it, you know? Nothing wrong with that. I can't really say much about that, to be fair, because it's everyone has their own sort of things, you know? Just exploring what you're into and all that sort of stuff. You know, you could be like completely normal, not thinking you're any certain crazy bitch and stuff like that. But next thing you know, you might like to get tied up and kicked in the balls. I don't know. Each their own. I'm not here to body shame or kink shame, you call it now, innit? I'm not here to kink shame anyone. 2024. Gotta be more woke, guys. About 4 years ago, reeling from a nasty breakup, I decided to give Match.com a try. See, there's your first fucking thing. I said this to the last episode I did with this. Whenever you do nasty breakups or any sort of breakups, you should never jump on online dating. You guys are fucking idiots if you do that. Because you're not, you have to take time away to heal yourself. I mean, I did it. I went through a breakup before and I took about 18 months, currently 2 years now, away from it all. But the first year I was on my own. I wanted to be by myself because I wanted to really be better, a better version of myself. You know, I didn't want to meet someone while I'm still reeling from my previous relationship. It was a complete fucking mental case, by the way. Just putting that out there. I can't. But let's fucking be honest. You have to sort yourself out. You have to be a better person, because if you don't, it's not fair on the person you're meeting. If you're still broken from a previous relationship and you go and meet someone else, just stand up. It's not fair on them. You know, you'll be the best version of yourself. Then go meet someone else. Then it's great. Then you'll be happy. A lot of people don't understand that. Stop jumping from fucking relationship to relationship, you mental cases. Have fun. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your own time. Experience new hobbies. Play a bit of PlayStation or Xbox, whatever you want. Go and meet some new people. Get some hobbies. You never know who you might find. There you go. Write that down. Take that to yourself. Anyway, where were we? So, yes, she decided to give Match.com a try. I already knew this was going to go downhill. A couple of weeks after signing up, I received a message from a guy named Justin. They always say people's names with J, it's a red flag. He was cute and just my type. We set up a date. We got along really well in person and ended up going on a couple more dates. It seemed like everything was going well. Okay, starting off right. Justin lived next town from me, and it was my turn to drive to him for a date. We headed over to Dave and Buster's and had a great time playing air hockey and Dance Dance Revolution. Who doesn't have a great time playing Dance Dance Revolution? If you don't like that game, there's something wrong with you, because it's a fucking great game. Have a few beers, have a few drinks, cocktails, play that game. Tell you, get fucking six-pack abs in the space of 6 weeks, I swear. No one does that. No one's put that on these fitness gurus. I love to see a fitness guru. You go scroll through Instagram, they're like, how to get six-pack abs in the 6 weeks by doing 1,000 crunches and jumping over a wall 10 times and, I don't know, bouncing on your head. Why does no one just recommend? Just play Dance Dance Revolution. Full body workout. You get involved. Yeah. I'll give my order something. I might try that. Then we decided to head back to his place to watch a movie. We kissed a couple of times and Justin was an excellent kisser. I was looking forward to cuddling and more kissing. But first, we decided to stop off at the 7-Eleven for some munchies. Like that, get stocked up. You never know what's going to happen after. We gathered up a couple of sodas and some candy and took them up to the register. $6.66, said the cashier, as I pulled out my wallet to pay. Justin gasped loudly. We can't possibly leave the total at $6.66, he exclaimed. That's the mark of the devil, I knew it. He's going to be some sort of Bible basher or some Christian. Sure, I shouldn't say Bible basher now. Some sort of Christian and kind of religious guy. I just laughed. But Justin got a very serious look at his face. If we leave the total like that, we're going to get in a car accident on the way home and die. Holy shit! This guy's mental! At this point, I felt like he was being ridiculous. Fine, grab something else if it bothers you that much. He threw a York peppermint patio on the counter. I was satisfied when the total became 7.42 and we headed back to his place. I'm like, dear, what? See, that, all these fucking American people talk about all these different sort of sweets and stuff. I have no idea what they are. After picking out a movie, we grabbed our bag of snacks and plopped down in his bed. Here we go. I proceeded to take off my shoes and get comfortable. Justin gasped again. Oh my God, he said. Are those the socks with separate toes? Those really freak me out. I looked down at my straight toe socks. How could anyone be freaked out by something so goofy? Seriously, he said, I can't handle those socks. They really, really bother me. I'm not going to lie to you. Whoever wears these socks is a fucking nutcase. Who wears socks like that? Just wear normal socks like a normal person. Why do you have to have individual toes? Are your toes that cold? Like separately, you have to have little individual little bits for them. And plus, that must be a pain in the ass to put them on. Absolute nightmare. I don't know how people do it. So, so where were we? Seriously, he said, I can't handle his socks. They really, really bother me. I just looked at him and leaned back on the bed. I was already over it. Little did I know, Justin was just getting started. Oh, he's going to go crazy. He's going to be mental. Oh my God, he claimed. I could see that the light had just gone off in his head. I get it now. You're a witch. It all makes sense. Come again, I asked. It all makes sense. Your black cat, your love of bats, your stripy white socks, and you weren't even bothered by the $6.66. Are you a witch? Get real, I said. I'm not a fucking witch. But I could see the guy was serious. How can you take that serious? How can you be serious in this situation? Well, I think you're a witch, he said. And can you please take off your socks? They're really bothering me. He's got issues about this. I'm not taking off my damn socks, I replied. You're being silly. I can't help it. Those socks really freak me out. I'll do anything for them to take them off. I'll pay you to take them off. Any amount. You'll pay me, I asked. Yes, he replied. Fine, pay me $6.66. He glared at me. I packed up my stuff and left. And that was the last I ever saw of Justin. Yes, because Justin has now been placed into a psychiatric ward or a covenant or somewhere that's basically like, what the fuck is going on? He's a witch. How can... there are some crazy people out there. Guys, witches aren't real. Well, I don't know if they're real, actually. You get, like, different... We do get, like, crazy white witches now. Not being racist or anything, but they're actually called white witches, like the good witches, or any crystals and all that sort of stuff. I don't know. Do they work? I don't know. But astrology, is that a thing? Fucking craziness. I don't know. So this is the point of the show that I'd like to kind of mix up a little bit. And we've asked a couple of different questions. Instead of like horror stories and all that sort of side of things, I want to go out there and put out some like red flags. Some like, what are your dating red flags and all that sort of side of stuff? Because I think that's quite funny because people have got some crazy, weird red flags. Or ridiculous ones, you know, and take note of them. If you've got them, that's a massive red flag. I feel sorry for you. So here we go. While out on a second or third date, I would openly state, in an effort to remain as transparent as possible and also to let you know in advance, if this relationship goes the distance and we choose to ever get married, there will be a prenuptial agreement. I will not get married without one. What the fuck? Are you fucking for real? This guy thinks this is a red flag for the guy. On a second or third date, and you're asking him, are we going to get a prenup? Jesus Christ. He goes into detail about why, but gee, nah. That's a red flag in the first place if you're asking questions like that. Especially very early on. Jesus. That's mental. Absolutely mental. I hope he's still single because he doesn't deserve to have anyone after that. This is the problem. A lot of people with these sort of red flags at the minute, it's because of what's happened previously in them and their previous relationships and stuff. So they hold on to them. So straight away, they think it's a red flag, but it's not necessarily. It's because one person does something to you doesn't mean that the whole world is going to do it. The next guy you meet is going to do it. Everyone's different. Yeah, you might have been fucked over in the past by someone who's, I don't know, doesn't listen to you properly. So is that a red flag in the future for someone? Maybe you need to be more interested and people will listen to you. Yeah, you have a thought about that. Not everyone else's fault. Sometimes look to yourself. Have a little look to yourself and then come back and talk to us, yeah? Job done. Here's another one. No interest about me, my family, hobbies, and my friend circle. Yeah, good shout. You got to be interested in the other person. I went on a date once, and the girl just kept talking about herself all the time, similar to the teacher when I talked to you before. All she did was talk about herself and how awesome she is, and blah, blah, blah. Didn't really get to know me very well at all. And I think that's a little bit of a, I'm a shitter, really, to be honest, because it's like, I've got a life as well. I'm just as good as you. Actually, I'm better than you, you biatch. So, yeah, being very selfish in that scenario. Yes, don't talk to other people. I get that one. Getting attached and wanting to spend a lot of time together immediately after meeting. Almost every guy I've met since I started dating 2 years ago wants to spend every day together after the second date. I wish I was exaggerating. It could be because of COVID, but I experienced a bit of it in my earlier days as well. One guy even proposed to me. One guy even proposed we work from home together when planning out a third date. Like he wanted to go to dinner, have a sleepover, and work from home together the next day. That's quite a nice thing, isn't it? I had to tell him I wasn't interested in going out anymore because it felt way too intense for having met the week before. Another guy I saw for a few months wanted to spend 4 days a week together by the second week after meeting. Well, see, this one I don't know. You do meet people, they do have different ways of dealing, like different ways of dating, different ways they are. Some people want to spend time with you. Some people are needy. They like spending time with the person they're interested in. There's nothing wrong with that. Is it healthy? Possibly not. But if that's the case and you're not like that, yeah, I can imagine that would be a bit of a shitter. I went out with a needy girl before. And because I'm a bit independent, you know. I'm a little bit of an independent person. I like having my own time. And it's good. I want to do my own thing. But being by it, someone like kind of constantly on your case 24-7, want to spend every waking minute of the day with you. It's a bit too much, that. Calm yourself down, guys. Have a little bit of self-respect. See, that's probably insecure from the guys. You know, that's probably from... She's probably tapping into some insecure guys. So maybe she's attracting the wrong people. Maybe she's insecure herself. God, there's so much insecurity in this world. Crazy. But yeah, you never know. Using only short sentences under 5 words. Well, I take that through texting. Asking me to come over before we have met in person. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't do that. See, that's... Oh, and finding my social media profiles without me having told you my usernames. Yeah, that's a bit of a mental one. I can understand the short sentences. I get that. Under 5 words, it's like, come on, be a bit more enthusiastic about texting me. I mean, text is bullshit. And I hate fucking texting people. It's a pain in the ass, isn't it? It's like when you're doing it, you're just like, oh, God, yes, my day is good. How is your day? Fucking hell. It's a nightmare. Yes, I was at work. What have you done today? I did this sound like Stephen Hawking. Asking me to come over before we met in person? Yeah, definitely. Girls are like, why are people actually doing that? That's so fucking dangerous. You're going round to a guy's house. I can imagine a lot of guys do it. Well, guys are definitely up for it. If a girl, the thing is, right, when a girl agrees to go to a guy's house, it's dangerous. I was like, oh no, you shouldn't do that. But when you could opposite way around, if a girl invites a guy over, it's fucking game on, isn't it? He's like, yeah, he's there in a flash. He's like, fuck yeah, I'm getting some, yeah. But the other way around, it's not right. But yeah, don't do it anyway. Fucking crazy. Can you be a serial killer? Can you be completely mental? Definitely find his social media profiles without me having told you my usernames. That's fucking creepy. That is very creepy, especially if not met each other and they found out what your social media handles and then they decide to fucking follow you. Oh my God, I've had that a few times on Instagram, you know, when you can see a story. This is one of mine that I find a little bit strange. You know, when you get your stories and people can see your stories, but they don't follow you, they're at the bottom, you can see who's watched them. I've had a few people that I went out on dates with and yeah, they followed me. No, they've actually not followed me, but looked at my story. I was like, okay, what are you stalking? What are you doing? If you want to follow me, follow me. We need to stalk my stories. Craziness. But then you get the crazy like DMs or, how was your night last night? I saw you. They don't say that you saw your story. If you see something different, oh yeah, I just chilled out with some friends. But even though you're out with your friends, just start chatting out. Oh, okay. They get really funny because you think you're bullshitting. Crazy. As someone who has dated a girl I met at a psych ward. I just want to read that again. As someone who is dating a girl I met at a psych ward, I think red flags is relative. The psych ward is a red flag for almost anyone I know. No fucking shit. Holy shit. Of course it's a fucking red flag. You've met a girl in a fucking mental hospital. But I met the sweetest, prettiest, and most caring girl in there. I find people with no life experience to be harder to talk with. My best friends are people I can confide in. Me and my girlfriend have no secrets. I guess that's important. Dishonesty, people with zero ambitions in life and have no desire to go out and do things are some obvious red flags from the top of my head. The psych ward is not necessarily a deal breaker for me. Be careful, of course, but I like to get to know the actual person before labelling them. She's going to fucking murder you. She's going to fucking kill you in your sleep. Run away. Fuck's sake, man. Imagine that. Imagine you're walking in. You're going your friends or your loved ones, got your family. So where did you guys meet? Oh, we met in the fucking loony bin. We met in the psychiatric ward just round the corner. And she's sitting there in the corner eating fucking crayons. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, okay. She seems lovely. She's going to fucking stab you in your sleep. Run away, man. Here's another red flag. If the person ignores you, goes cold and silent, then comes back when she or he needs attention. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. These are the fuck. That's a belter. That is a belter. I've actually had that recently, to be honest. That's a true story. Actually, it happened to me. Where we are now? We're on fucking Sunday. That happened to me 2 nights ago. And it's been continuing to happen. I met this girl that I was seeing for, a couple of months, something like that. And then she kept saying, oh, you're not for me. But then coming back. Then she said, oh, you're not for me. And coming back. And I was like, I'm done with it. So she says she's not for dating. I was like, okay, well, I'm out. But she continues to fucking text me all weekend at stupid o'clock in the morning, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, just going, hi, how are you? I'm not for dating. She's trying to keep me on the hook. I'm just like, lad off, darling, do one. Oh, for that, yeah. Don't need attention. You're better than that. Don't pander to them. Get someone better. The person who needs attention, she'll get it eventually. He or she will get it from somewhere, but yeah, that's fucking bullshit, isn't it? Absolute bullshit. If the person doesn't want to be seen with you, well, why are you fucking going out? Why is they going out with you? They're obviously fucking in another relationship. They're married, or they've got a fella or a girlfriend or whatever it is. That is basically the truth. Let's be honest. If the person doesn't want to be seen with you, there's something not right there. Jesus Christ. That's sorry, I can't see you tonight. Got my wife and kids at home. There we go. Somebody sent actually a list of them over. Who's that from? Oh, anonymous. Oh, here we go. It must be juicy. They fucking said they're anonymous. Not liking cats. Has to do with needing to feel in control of the situation. Consent. What the fuck are you talking about? Not liking cats. How can not liking cats be a red flag? I mean, not being funny. Cats, yeah. I mean, I'm a dog person. I don't mind cats. I don't trust cats. Don't get me wrong, cats are fucking mental. This is what I don't like about them. They're crazy. You know when you've got like a dog or a cat, you can go up to a dog, right? And you go, come here, boy, come here. And they come running. And they're all sweet. They're like, yes, come on, give me attention. Great, fantastic. You go to a cat, you go, come here then, cat. Whiskers, whatever you want to call it. And it just looks at you and goes, fuck you. And you can see it saying, fuck you, in its eyes, and just doesn't come. So then you ignore it. And then it comes over when it wants. Oh, it's fucking cats are dicks. Cats are dicks. There's a reason, right? I don't trust cats. There's a reason why the ancient Egyptians worshipped cats. We don't know why, but there's a reason. And the ancient Egyptians weren't silly. They weren't fucking crazy. They're fucking mental. Keep an eye out with cats. They'll fucking murder you in your sleep as well. Coming at us. Careful. Cats are coming to take over the world. That's all we need in 2024. A cat uprising. Just waiting for it. Fuck that. That was number one. We were off on a fucking tangent there. Number two, not being able to maintain a platonic female relationship without it becoming sexual. That's basically every guy. That's what it is. If a guy's been in, honestly, right, I'm going to be dead serious right now. This is to you girls out there. If any guy is trying to be your friend and being your best friend or that sort of stuff, it's because he wants to shag you. Simple as that. Get that through your head. It is. They're playing the long game. He's being a dick. And if you've got a fella who's upset that you haven't spent all this time with this guy, and you're kicking off with a filler. No, he's looking out for you. He knows. Guys, we can see it a mile away. We can see it. That's why the guy's kicking off. Your boyfriend's kicking off because you've got a platonic relationship with a guy. He's trying to fucking do you. Some guys are like that. Some guys are not. But I would say 90% of the guys out there are trash aggy. So get rid. Not being open-minded to new ideas or cultures. Yeah, that's fair. Not being able to communicate properly. Fair enough. Some guys don't know how to communicate properly. This is the thing. This is the thing. And a bit of a coughing fit there. Not being able to communicate. Yeah, some guys don't know how to communicate properly. They've not been taught properly how to do it. It's just the way it is. Guys are like that. They don't know how to communicate. They just know how to communicate basic. It's not with a woman. Of course they don't know how, because we're different. We're different the way we speak, and we're different the way we actually open up. A lot of guys don't open up because they've not been taught how to. They've not got that emotional capacity, because we're told to be big, strong, British men, to do fucking everything for anyone. Don't show emotion, be tough, be fucking resilient at everything. It takes its toll. So a lot of people don't know how to communicate. That shouldn't be a red flag. That should just be normal. No emotional intelligence. Yeah, see the previous point. Objectifies women. Yeah, okay, fair enough. I get that one. And does not have empathy or compassion. See, this goes on from the previous communication as well. That's the same sort of thing. If this is in a guy's point of view, they probably don't know how to fucking display empathy or compassion. They might do it. They might feel it. They just don't know how to explain it. It's different, man. It's different. So there you go. There's some red flags for you. What do you think? I'm not sure. There's some that I agree with. There's some that I'm not. But again, when it comes to red flags and stuff like that, it's just bullshit at the end of the day. A lot of people have, as I said, mentioned previously, a lot of people have used these red flags because they've happened to them in previous relationships. So they're now trying to portray this ongoing. You know, you can use stuff that's happened to you in the past into your new relationships. It's not fair. It's not right. You know, because you have to keep open mind. I know it's tough. I know you can't help it, but you have to. You have to use the previous relationships, what's went wrong, but use it as a learning curve. Don't use it as set in stone. Yeah, just because, yeah, you got cheated on, it sucks. It does suck. It's horrible. But don't go into another relationship thinking that's going to happen again. I know you can't help it, but keep open-minded. You're going to have to be strong in this. You know, keeping your guard up and letting your guard down is a hard thing to do. But you'll realize that after a while, it does get better. It does get better. So here we go. Here's the last one. Here's the last one, because we've been going on for about half an hour now. It's been good fun anyway. So autumn of 2010, I joined OKCupid. I was just out of a marriage and not looking for another relationship. Okay, so why are you in OKCupid then? I just wanted to go on some dates, maybe have some funny stories, maybe even get laid. Don't we all? Filled out my profile, answered a ridiculous amount of questions. I had listed in my profile that I was particularly into astrophysics and the universe because of the general feeling of mindfuckery I get while contemplating it. A few weeks in, I got a message from a guy with a 99% match rating. He was the highest match in my entire country and lived only a few miles away. Fucking hell, check you out. It says, how do you feel about string theory? And this was so refreshing after weeks of, yo baby, what's up? Or hey, I see you're bisexual. Would you like to have a threesome with me and my really unattractive husband? I'll take it as a go then. Oh, bless. So we chatted for a bit, added each other on Facebook, scheduled the date for the next weekend. We seemed to get along really well. Time for the date. I showed up. He's waiting for me outside. He's hot. I'm smart, funny, witty, generally great to be around, and I've got a cute face. Obviously very modest as well. But I've listed my body type as curvy. And anyone who's done online dating knows what that means. Yeah, you're fat. I'm not disgustingly overweight. There we go. But there is. I compare myself to Pam Puvi, a sturdy bisexual who's a knockout in the sack. I have no idea who Pam Puvi is, and I don't intend to. I'll take your word for it, darling. We ordered dinner and smoked a hookah, and before I knew it, the waitress was kindly asking us to leave because it was 2 a.m. The restaurant had closed about an hour ago. Whoops, I was so caught up in the conversation that I lost track of time. It was amazing. I was caught hook, line, and sinker. So we start to leave the restaurant, and I have the sudden realization that our date is ending and I'm so fucking into him. That so fucking into him is in bold, so he must be doing something. But there's just no way that he likes me because he's in amazing shape. I'm overweight. And now I'm faced with an ass-out hug or I'm not attracted to your handshake. Or a fist bump. You do a little cheeky fist bump, you know? Like, yeah. Let's darling. And explode it and go, explode at the end. Or a high five. We need to normalize high fives as ways of seeing later to someone, you know what I mean? Or a Top Gun five. You ever seen a Top Gun five? You know, you woke up, bap, bap. Tell you what, girls, if you're out there listening to this and you go on a date with a guy and you say, see you later, and you pull out the Top Gun, he will know what's happening. He will see it and he will be amused and bewildered and so excited. If you bust out the Top Gun 5 and hit it first time, he is going to marry you. He will marry you straight away. The next day, he's going to take you to the church and marry the shit out of you. Let's try that. Let's try and normalize Top Gun 5s as ways of saying see you later. We made it to my car and I get all soppy and nervous and tried to say goodbye really quickly and run away, but he pulled me in for a kiss. We made out the back seat of his car like teenagers until the sun came up. Okay, how big's his car? Giggly. On our next date, we figured out that we have incredible sexual chemistry. After a few weeks, it's looking like I'm going to have to lock this shit down, so we enter a relationship. Oh, that's cool. And then months later, I love him and then he loves me. So we move in together. We click in a way that I never knew was possible. I still get so excited to come home to him every night. I love the way he buys me Stephen Hawking's books about midgets and makes me breakfast in bed in the morning. And we watch documentaries as well. I'm having the best sex of my life almost every day. Fucking hell, go on, fella. He's pounding that. He's pounding it. Go on. And we're also trying for a baby. Oh, this is actually turning out to be really nice. Anyway, I figured there was going to be a whole bunch of scary stories here and it might be helpful for people to see that online dating really, really, really can help you find an amazing person to share your life with. Oh, that's quite nice, that, actually. I was reading through that. I was actually thinking, when's the fucking punchline coming? When's the horrible thing? I was really hoping there wasn't, and I'm so happy there isn't. So there we go. So that was nice. Oh, P.S. I also met a guy on OkCupid who spent our entire day telling me about death camps, Obama's Kenyan birth, stockpiled coffins, and all of the really out there conspiracy bullshit. I just got drunk and played on my phone. Ah, well, there you go. You have to kiss a few frogs before you find your prince, guys. There you go. That's nice. That was a nice way to finish it off, really, to be quite honest with you. I enjoyed that. That was good fun. That was good fun. So, there we go. There we go. We'll wrap up now because I need to go and... Oh, I'm just going to go out and get pissed up now. So, what the fuck not? Sunday night, I'm just going to go and enjoy myself. Fuck work the next morning. So guys, thank you for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure. Hopefully your 2024 hasn't started off bullshit, but be optimistic. And hope this has put a smile on your face. So please go out there, like it, share it, tell your friends about this. I'll be posting up on my socials. You can find my social handle underneath. It's at Ryan_Walker83. And then obviously on X, Twitter X, whatever you want to fucking call it nowadays, Facebook, Instagram. If you want to get in touch with me, get in touch with me through Instagram. That is my main point. But go and listen to other episodes. You can get them on Spotify, iTunes, I don't know, everywhere under the sun. But go and visit the new spanking website, thewalkthelinepodcast.com. And guys, it's been an absolute pleasure. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And remember, tell someone you love them. Take care of yourself, guys. Peace.